Greetings and welcome to Fountain of Life's Daily Inspirations. This is Philip Hodson, and today we'll be continuing on our study of the first and greatest commandment, or the Shema. You know, again, the word "hear" is what it begins with. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And then come the commandments after: thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And we spoke of those words, hear, meaning listen intently, take earnest heed, listen to what's being told that you may apply it and carry it out to its completion, that you may be obedient to. Hear, O Israel, you who are as Jacob, who are struggling with God and would prevail. The Lord our God is one Lord. He is one. He's worthy of all of our attention and all of our devotion. We talked about loving the Lord in more than just a feeling in our heart, but in the very action and in devotion of our lives, to love the Lord with all of our heart, with every breath, and with all that we have. And then he says in verse 6, and these words which I command thee this day shall be in your heart. Oh, wow. These words which Moses says, I command you this day shall be in your heart. This is the heart of God and the will of God for our lives. He wants these words to be more than just something that we hear, like the outward commandments that they had in those days. You know, they had the stony tablets, and they could look at the stony tablets and see where they were, and the two things just didn't agree with each other, and they fell so short all the time, and they came bringing their offerings, their sacrifices, and all of these things trying to correct that which was wrong in their own lives, but it never seemed to avail, because there was a problem not with the law, not with the commandments, but within them. But God said in Jeremiah 31 that he was going to make a new covenant with the house of Israel, with the house of Judah. And he said that these words were going to be written upon their hearts. And this is the will of God that has been opened to us in the person of Jesus Christ, who said that he has consecrated a new covenant for us in his own blood. That these words, which used to be outward commandments, and maybe you today are hearing them just as a commandment that you're going to give everything that you have to try to get a hold of, but the reality is this commandment is unattainable to us until those words, by the grace of God, by the mercy of God, have been written upon our hearts. This morning in our devotional time here, you know, we talked about being saturated and what it means to be saturated, and talked about being saturated with God. And I took a empty sponge, threw it around, you know, and nothing really came out of it. But then we took that sponge and dipped it in water and filled it with water and could toss it from one to the other. And, you know, water comes bursting out at every catch, at every throw, at every shake. And that is what God desires for us. Not just that we'd have the outward commandments there, but that our very lives would be saturated with the Word of God, with the grace of God, with the holiness of God, with the life of God, that when our lives, like that sponge, get shaken, what comes out is what's inside. And he tells us, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And he wants us to be holy, holy not just in our outward appearance, but holy in the very heart. The commandments that we hear, that these would indeed be a very part of our life, and through the grace of God opened up through Jesus Christ, these words that we see penned can be written on the very tables of our heart, that they are the deciding factor of how we act, how we move, how we live, and it's not something forced obedience, but it is an actual obedience that flows from a heart that has been changed by the power of God and by the grace of God. And this was the desire of God in the old covenant, when these words were written, and this was the desire of God for certain in the new covenant, as Jesus said that he was opening up for us in his own blood, that these words, that he would write his law upon our hearts. And oh, may you know the joy of this. This is what it is to be born again. This is what it is to walk with the living God. And oh, if you have not been born again, Jesus said, you shall not see or enter the kingdom of heaven. These words, we know it's right. Our soul, our heart affirms this is right, but often it falls so far from where we are. Only the grace of God can do this in our lives. If you're not a believer, fall down on your face. Confess your sin. Repent of your sin. Break your heart before God. Confess your neediness before him, that you're poor and needy, that you can't do this. If you're a believer and you find yourself falling short of this commandment and this call that Jesus says is the first and the greatest, on which all the law and the prophets hinge, break your heart before God and confess, I can't do it on my own. I want you to work this in me, that our lives could indeed be saturated with God, that when we're shaken, that when we're squeezed in life, that what comes out would be the very nature and character of God out of our lives. And oh, this is a refining work, but oh, may it begin, and may you know the joys of these words being written on your hearts. they shall be in your heart, God said. And oh, this is the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ applied to your heart and mind. Oh, may we get a hold of it. May we love the Lord with all our heart, all our soul, and with all of our strength. And these words that he speaks, may they be in our hearts. God bless you.